online winter class registration is happening right now at Henry Ford Community College. Prepare yourself for the rapidly changing world and workplace. Log on to www.hfcc.edu to register. HFCC, your best choice, guaranteed.
WHFR Dearborn, the show is pre-recorded. Opinions expressed on HFCC's campus connection are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. I love that song, Lindsay.
Yes. Thanks once again to Mitch and Anthony.
Mitch and Anthony, thank you for giving us our very own theme song. This is the Campus Connection, HFCC's Campus Connection, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And the date is, well, when you're hearing this, it will be Tuesday, December 8th.
Happy December.
Happy December, Lindsay. And also, a belated, I got you on your birthday. A couple days ago was Lindsay's birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we have another show. They call this back. And we're doing this again. And we have, I won't say, usually we say we have a lot of things to talk about. We do.
Mm-hmm.
This particular show, though, because school ends in like less than 2 weeks. And then there's a break, winter break, holiday break.
And then the ever so exciting winter semester fires up.
Well, that's my thing. Yeah. It's like I'm already excited about it. And the way things have played out at the school, we really had to plan way ahead. In other words, there were so many people. We were doing record numbers as far as new students and
enrollment.
So we really had to be on the ball. So we're going to talk about some of those things today. We're going to actually play a little bit of Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go in and out of segments with Christmas music.
Hand-picked Christmas music.
Thank you.
Picked ourselves.
Well, and that's the thing. Here at the station, I wasn't prepared for that much music. I thought, oh, we'll have a smattering of CDs. But no, we have a whole section.
There's a huge library of CDs here.
And it's stuff that I'm going to be completely honest with you, and this is kind of a no-brainer, but I have not heard of most of it. You, on the other hand, have. You absolute music dork. There are things in there that I'm like, how could you possibly know that? But you have heard of some of this.
Well, I'm a music dork. Thanks.
All right. Well,
you said you weren't going to pick on me for a while.
Oh, well, a while. Define a while.
It's been 10 minutes. It's been like 5 minutes.
Yeah, really.
All right. The music dork is excited that we have this lovely show on WHFR. Once again, you and I doing the Campus Connection.
Campus Connection. And there was something that I wanted to start with because we, on our way in, we had to pass... well, there may be a half dozen people out there, and they had, let me paint a scenario, okay, because that's what radio does. Radio paints pictures for people. Half a dozen people dressed in winter gear.
It is evening right now when we are here.
Well, it's evening. That's right. Oh, that's right. Good point.
Because it's dark out there, and it sets the mood. There's bright lights.
And it's dark, and there's people walking around with chainsaws.
Here on campus.
On campus.
Outside the student center.
Right, very, very close by. There are no trees there that they were cutting down. So basically everybody probably
It's not Halloween.
They figured out that these people are carving ice.
Mm-hmm.
And you've discovered an immense amount of information about this particular organization we have here in this class.
Well, I'm still in the process of learning a bit more about the class. We have a club. The class just started this semester. As I understand, it's the first time we've offered a class here at Henry Ford for ice carving.
Yes.
But we've had a club that's been going on for the past 20 years, about, I would say. It's in here 20 years.
Okay.
And this club is the biggest, the biggest club for ice carving.
It's only the biggest club.
In the country. Not in Dearborn.
What country?
Not in Michigan. In the United States of America.
Oh, wow.
Dennis. Yeah.
Oh, this country.
And right here at Henry Ford Community College, the Ice Carving Club has also received Student Club of the Year Award.
Okay.
So, pretty cool. They've been all over Michigan doing the, what is it called?
Like different
events.
Events
at the Detroit Zoo, the Plymouth Ice Spectacular.
Some of these are contests, some just shows, right?
Oh, yeah. All yeah. Right. Yeah. And one of the really cool things about this club is they raise their own funds by going to all these different events and competitions. And they raise their own funds. And what they've done is they've purchased their own ice block making machine, which I've never seen one. I don't know much about it, but I do know that they're one of the only clubs in Michigan that have its own ice block making machines here at Henry Ford Community College.
And that would obviously make the job easier when it's time to do the work. You don't have to wait.
And from what I understand, you can order ice from like companies. So you got to like wait. You got to order it.
Right.
It gets on back order. You know, ice is a hot commodity. Like it's, you know.
No pun intended. No, but no, obviously it is. There's a huge advantage to having your own ice. And it's something I never even thought of. So I, for one, am smarter right now. But there's more to this club.
So this club, anybody can be in this club. You don't have to know how to carve ice.
Okay.
You join the club and you start off as an assistant, and it really, time only tells when you kind of work your way into being an actual carver. It's mm-hmm. if you catch on or if you don't. I think it's pretty much how it works. There's no like limit to, well, you have to be an assistant for, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I'm not sure. It just all depends on how fast of a learner you are. And the people that are in this club, they're from various fields, as like, you know, architectural, medical fields, music, business administrators.
Culinaries,
yeah. Hospitality, graphic design.
Sure.
I mean, anybody can join this club. Well, people would think culinary would be the main people that are joining it.
Yeah.
No, there's business people out there carving ice.
Well, we did meet some of the people involved. There was
Well, their sponsor is Chef Richard Teeple. Okay. He's a certified culinary educator, and he's the executive chef here at the school. So, and he's been involved in ice carving, to my understanding, for like the last 30 years.
Wow.
So he knows his ice.
Yeah. Here's one thing he knows, it's ice.
He's also a nationally certified ice carving competition judge. So.
Wow.
Yeah. If any of his students get in that competition, I sure...
Well, they have an advantage. Right?
I wasn't going to say that.
I'm sure he's biased.
No.
Yes.
I mean, he's a professional, 30 years professional ice carving. I mean, come on. So we're going to try and get him in here coming in the winter semester.
Well, they have not only him, but there's another gentleman that we met. His name's Alex, who said
he's one of the officers of the
club,
right?
He's one of the officers. So yeah, we're going to try to have him in a future show, probably the next one, which will be in January. Cross your fingers, limbs. Anyway, I was fascinated to learn a lot of these things. And obviously you went further in depth, as usual, than I did. And I appreciate that information.
So real quick, though, as far as like setting the scene went for all of them out there, they were using irons. I just had to say that. Did you see them with the iron? A flat iron that you iron your clothes with. Well, your wife irons your clothes or whoever irons your clothes.
Look at
me. All right. Nobody irons Dennis's clothes.
No.
They had an iron, and they were ironing like the block to get it smooth and shiny, and then they take the chainsaw and the chisel to it and all that. And I mean, I've seen it with blow torches and stuff like that.
Right.
But the iron, cool.
So
really
is
cool.
This something you might think about?
I think it would be kind of hard to do. Well, just because it's hard doesn't mean I won't do it.
Right.
But
you're kind
of
artsy, aren't you?
I'm a little artsy, but I've never really done a lot of any sculpting. I can draw.
Right.
But I don't know, a chainsaw? I've like used a edger for like the bushes,
right.
And that hurts your arms. That vibration really shakes your arms up. So I don't know how I do with a chainsaw. I've never used a chainsaw before.
Maybe you can do the ironing, and somebody else.
I would totally smooth out a block of ice for someone.
Can we play this song? I know that we were going to talk about mixing in a little bit.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we're on ice and holiday and cold talk. So let's
right.
Let's hear
but
some
it's Christmas
in music.
In Michigan.
Christmas in Michigan.
All right, check this out, and we'll be back right after this song.
Christmas in Michigan, make that holiday dish again. Bring it with us as we make our rounds through all of those northern winter towns. Christmas in Michigan, 6 months till our fish again. As I put away my gear when ice fishing starts, I never was fond of frozen parts. Looks like it's gonna be white Christmas. Weatherman's talking about the snow we'll be getting. Here in Michigan, 7 months of winter, 5 months of bed sledding. Christmas in Michigan, trying to stay out of the ditch again. There's 25 miles between me and my love, but that's 50 miles of ditches I gotta stay out of. Christmas in Michigan, I'm the opposite of rich again, but I got my ribbons and I got my bows, my lady fingers and my mistletoes. Looks like it's gonna be white Christmas. Weatherman's talking about the snow we'll be getting here in Michigan. 7 months of winter, 5 months of bed sledding. Christmas in Michigan, make that annual wish again. Well, the one that don't amount to hell of beans, the one about the Wolverine. Looks like it's gonna be a white Christmas. Weatherman's talking about the snow we'll be getting here in Michigan. It's 7 months of winter, 5 months bed sledding.
Christmas in Michigan, so I could go fish again.
And have my favorite dish again.
I love it. I love it. Now, that was Whit Hill and John Latini. Their CD is called Dear Santa, but it's not the words. It's the letters. It's spelled out D-E-A-R-S-A-N-T-A, like you would write a letter, probably.
Dear Santa.
I like it. And underneath that, it says Sweet, Silly, Grumpy, Twisted, Funky, Lovely Songs About Christmas.
I love it. And where are you going to hear those? You're going to hear those on WHFR.FM.
The station making waves.
And you're listening to Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis.
We are here. And anyway, we found this. This was in the library. And as we said earlier, I never heard of it. Loved it. Christmas in Michigan.
Yeah, but I'm the music dork, and I never heard of it either. So thanks a lot, Dennis.
I'm not sure. not sure I believe you. Right. You know what? This reminds me, coincidentally, of the season. Have you done anything at all for the holidays yet? Have you prepared or?
As a matter of fact, I have. Uh-oh. I went to Henry Ford's Theater for Young Audiences, put on a Christmas Carol. For a portion of last month.
Right.
And the beginning of this month, last week, was its last showing, and I went to Friday's show. And it was great. I took my daughter and her friends, and a couple of my friends went along too, and we went. And the one thing I want to say that blew me away about this show was the costumes.
Really?
They were really, really nice costumes. The dresses were beautiful. Every time there'd be like a new scene, the girls were all like, oh my God, I love her dress. She's so pretty. The ghost of Christmas past. She's beautiful. She did a wonderful job. And I was looking through the program, and the costume designer was Judith Fletcher. And kudos to you, costume designer Judith Fletcher, because you did a great job on those costumes. They're
really
beautiful. And the girls at the very beginning, you know, they're waiting for everybody to come in and get seated before the show starts.
Right.
And up on stage is just Ebenezer Scrooge sitting up there, like, just being kind of grumpy, sitting there. And the girls all were saying, Jim Carrey's here. Look, it's Jim Carrey. And I'm like, oh, my God. He's not Jim Carrey. He actually was Hader El-Shakari. I'm sorry, I'm butchering his name.
But he wasn't Jim Carrey.
It wasn't Jim Carrey, but he did. This young Henry Ford student looked like an old man.
That's
he
awesome.
He did a really good job of looking like an old man. He had the hunchback, and he looked grumpy, and he was just a good Ebenezer. Just,
and plus the makeup, it sounds like, was pretty good. Costumes and makeup were excellent.
Excellent. Excellent costumes and makeup. I mean, that really, the show was Props, well done, well done.
What day did you go? Because I know there were matinees, and then
I went on Friday night.
Friday night, okay.
Friday night, yeah.
Good turnout.
Decent, yeah. Yeah, for a Friday night, it, you know, it was pretty good. Pretty awesome. Good.
Well, I'm glad I did not have an opportunity to see it. And you can probably hear I'm getting over something here.
Yeah,
we had planned going.
Sick. You were a little sickly.
No, I was. I'm better now. But I was planning. I planned to go this past weekend, and it didn't work out. Well, I'm glad you did, and I did look forward to your review. So. Thanks.
Well, now that you're feeling better, we do have another holiday thing going on this Friday at the school.
And what's that?
That's the jazz concert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Called the Autumn Jazz.
The Autumn Jazz Festival.
Right.
And, yeah, I'm going to that. And
so am I.
You're invited to come along.
I am coming along. Now, tell me about this. I go, okay, I'll be there. I should know first.
Basically, our jazz club, or our jazz club, I got clubs in the brain.
Right.
Our jazz band, they're very, very well known. They've Lynn's smiling at me from out the window. They have been to, gosh, 3 inaugural balls.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, and there's going to be a concert this Friday at Henry Ford Community College, McKenzie Fine Arts. In the Adre Auditorium.
Okay.
So we'll be there.
And what time is that?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at
December
night.
December 11th.
Friday, 8 o'clock, right here, and that's in the Fine Arts Building, which is on the westernmost side of campus. It's in the back. Plenty of parking. Plenty of brand new, just freshly paved parking. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And 8 o'clock, and I've managed to get there a little early.
Great music's going to be there.
And what was the cost?
Oh.
Do we not know?
No, we know.
We know everything. It is. I got it here. Everything. Actually, I should look before I open my big mouth. $10. This cracks me up. $10 for adults. $7 for students. I'm an adult student. I'm paying $7. And I'm not. Yeah, that's exactly right. For ticket reservations, call. We can call. You know what? We can call Rick Goward. We'll find out more. We'll get his phone number. But we just had it. A very, very pleasant distraction. Our friend Lynn is here.
Yay.
And she came in. I'm going to get her mic on. We're going to do a mic check. That's how we do things here. We do it live on the air because we'll make sure your mic works. Say something for me, Lynn.
Something, Lynn.
All right. Perfect.
Yay, Lynn.
Perfect. Good level.
All right.
Lynn has, I'm hoping, a little surprise for us in regard to the holiday season. Am I right?
I do. This is a recipe for cheese pierogies, and it's from a friend of mine who is half Polish.
Half?
Half Polish.
Okay.
And his mom was all Polish, and this is one of her recipes. She's since passed away, and this is one of the recipes that she made every year.
Well, I apologize. Lynn is the program director here at the radio station.
She's also the host of No Boys Allowed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the one that's more important when we talk about recipes.
Yeah. No
she
kidding.
Has a recipe every
well, and
every
what
week.
I'm 100% Polish,
uh-huh.
And the meals are just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Food all the time, but especially in the holidays.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And we were talking about this earlier, and I had said, well, gosh, you know, I tried to recreate that, but it's so much easier now, and I'm not going to lie, it's so much easier for me to get. The frozen, we call them pierogi, the frozen pierogi,
mm-hmm.
And doing things like that as opposed to my grandmother who used to make them from
you
scratch.
You eat frozen pierogies,
well, I warm them up first. Thanks for asking, Lindsay.
Jeez.
And so
I'm Irish and I don't even do that.
All right. Well, that's all we have for today, folks. And maybe she and I will be back together next. Regardless, I'm really...
Stop calling me music dork.
I'm very, very happy that we have a recipe that I can make from scratch because I've never done that. So
yeah, and it's a number of steps, of course, but
sure.
Not too many ingredients, and it's type of recipe that I could definitely use on No Boys Allowed where I try to keep... It's radio, for heaven's sake. So you want to make sure that it's understandable without being able to see anything.
Sure.
So... Excuse me, we are looking at cheese pierogies. And I don't know exactly how many this makes. He wasn't sure. But you can take it as you will. And it looks like a recipe that would be very easy to multiply. The ingredients are not necessarily precise like so many ethnic recipes are.
Right.
You know, because so much ethnic cooking actually came from using things that you had.
You're exactly right. And it was a pinch,
mm-hmm.
literally.
Mm-hmm.
Like
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay, for the pastry itself, we need 1 3/4 cups flour, 1 egg yolk, between 1/2 and 3/4 cups water, and we're assuming that that's room temperature water. It didn't ask for ice water.
Right.
And then salt to taste. And mix this pastry, mix the ingredients together, knead it a little bit. And you want to set that aside and let it rest for at least 30 minutes.
All right.
Okay? Then while that's resting, you can work on the filling. And this is 1 1/2 cups pressed cottage cheese. Translation, take the cottage cheese and put it through a sieve.
Good thing you said that. I was wondering.
Yeah.
But what were you going to ask?
Pressed cottage cheese. Where do you buy that?
And you don't use the iron.
Quite sure.
Right. 2 egg yolks.
No iron.
3 medium boiled and mashed potatoes. And mix all those ingredients together. Salt and pepper to taste. Okay. Mm-hmm. And by this point, we're assuming that the dough is now ready. You want to pinch off. This is sort of a pierogi at a time as opposed to like biscuits where you're rolling out the entire sheet of dough and then cutting.
Right.
So you're going to pinch off a little bit, roll it out to approximately a 2 by 3 inch oval, approximately 1/8 inch thick. Take a spoonful of filling, fold over the dough, and press the edges together with a fork. And he said that they were always uniform. And grandma and mom together were making them absolutely uniform by taking either kitchen shears or a knife and trimming off those rough edges so that they all looked very nice on Christmas. Then, when they are all complete, you want to boil them. And when they rise to the top of the boiling water, that means they're done. Okay? Sort of.
Right.
Then.
Now comes the fun part.
Now comes the good part, right? Right. Mm-hmm. So you saute them in butter.
Absolutely.
Come on, let's get real. So we're going to saute the pierogies themselves in butter. And in another pan, you're sauteing some cubed salt pork until it's browned. And then add sauteed, you're also sauteing onions. But you want to get the pork started sooner because that's going to take longer to cook.
Right.
And then you have a combination of sauteed onions with the cubed salt pork over the top of the butter-fried pierogies. Uh-huh. And don't forget a little bit of sour cream on top.
No,
of course
I was way ahead of you.
Now, I, of course, would not do the, I would leave out the salt pork and just have the sauteed onions and sour cream.
And I could live with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But very good. And I don't know if you are, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but not positive about the pronunciation, but I think it's Wigilia, the Polish customs on Christmas Eve. And I know very little, but there's some straw that's placed under the tablecloth. You set an extra place for a potential passing by visitor. And there's also some
Are you saying Vigilia?
Maybe.
Okay.
And
where you pass the bread?
Mm-hmm.
It's the wafer, actually.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you take a piece
part
off,
of it.
And then I take a piece of yours, you take a piece of
right.
mine, we wish each other well.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then there's also some time spent with those who have passed on to the next world.
Absolutely.
On Christmas Eve. So it's a beautiful series of customs.
Oh, my. Yeah. And it's funny because, like so many customs, as you grow up and get older and you have your own family, you try to incorporate them into your own, mm-hmm. we do, into our own mm-hmm. household. At the same time, certain things work better for mm-hmm. our new family, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so things have changed and evolved, and I'm sure they will with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, the Vigilia, I haven't thought about that
mm-hmm.
probably in 10 years,
mm-hmm.
but we used to do that all
yeah,
the time. He was a little kid.
Yeah. I know a lot for a German person.
Lynn, thank you. Lynn,
and you're very welcome.
She joined us here on HFCC's Campus Connection. We're going to take a little bit of a music break. We have something special for you, and then we'll come back. We spoke with Johnny May earlier. He's campus security here at the college. He has a class, a really, really interesting class on identity theft. We talked to him a little bit. Thank you. We'll be right there. And it was the Little Drummer Boy. Wonderful version.
By the Ragbirds.
Well, you know that's my favorite Christmas song. The Little Drummer Boy
is your favorite Christmas
song. That's my favorite Christmas song. I like another particular song when it's sung by a particular artist. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have that favorite.
Right.
When so-and-so sings this song, oh, that's the best because it reminds me of whatever. Well, we all have that. But as far as if you said, what's your very favorite Christmas, that would be at Little Drummer Boy. And that version is unbelievable.
It is. It's by the Ragbirds. And featured in the Drummer Boy, very fittingly, is the djembe, which is one of my favorite drums.
All right, I think you made that up.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. And it's an African hand drum.
Okay.
And the mandolin was also played in that one.
And where can we find the CD? I mean, I know where you and I can find it, but...
Well, we can find it right here at HFCC's WHFR's...
Library?
Music library. Music HFCC's WHFR. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's true. WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Campus Connection with Dennis and Lindsay, and we are talking about a lot of things. We just heard some Christmas music. We're trying to kind of mingle that in there. It's coming up around that time. But we also, do you have some information?
Well, I was just going to say the Ragbirds, you could probably go to like a local music store because they're not on a major label, it doesn't look like.
No?
No, but they have a MySpace. So, I don't know. What? Other than that.
Okay.
Well, there's nothing on this this CD. So, the Ragbirds, though.
Is it like a promotional CD?
Well, yeah, most of the CDs here are.
Okay.
That's how it works.
thank you, Lindsay. Oh, boy. Regardless, we're playing the holiday music, and we'll get right back to the fact that winter semester is coming up. We've talked about this a lot. And the reason why we talk about it is because it's such a great opportunity here at the school right now. Plenty of room to park. That was, I thought, would be an issue. It's definitely not.
Not at all.
As we've learned, classes are not full. We can still get into different classes.
But enrollment is very high.
Enrollment's high.
Yeah.
We also have some new classes here. And some of them started already, and I know there's one that you were particularly interested in.
This one just started this fall of 2009 will be the first graduating class for Henry Ford Community College's Virtual Theatricality Lab. Wow.
Wow.
Every time I say that word, I just think it sounds so bizarre.
Theatricality.
Uh-huh. Theatricality. It's the Motion Capture Certificate Program.
All right.
And what's going on is you have four classes that you take. And those classes are Introduction to Motion Capture, Intermediate Motion Capture, Advanced Motion Capture, and Motion Capture Performance Production. And they are going to be working with, green screen. And I guess, have you been in this lab?
I have.
Okay, see, I haven't. But I, can picture it all. I know what's going on. And I bet it's, insane.
It's so, high-tech. And you may have seen the pictures in the brochures for this class.
Yeah, I've been getting the brochures mailed to my house. I got them coming in my email. I get them all, yeah.
Well, do you see the person that has the sensors?
The gold suit, looking?
Yeah, there's sensors all over their body.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, and they get in the middle of the room. And I've not seen this. I've heard this. But they get in the middle of the room, and let's say they have a fight scene. There will be two people with these body suits on with the sensors. And, of course, that's captured electronically. And you can do just a ton, and I don't know enough about it to be able to speak intelligently, but I do know that you can do a ton of things with it once you get the actual things captured on.
I believe this is, it's called the Vicon. Is that what it is? Vicon Optical Motion Capture System? Sound
sure,
right?
Lindsay.
Okay, well, because I I know that they do use that system for that Polar Express. It's Christmas, so I'm going to talk about that one. I mean, it was using Beowulf and other things, but Polar Express. So, so they're doing that right here.
It's state of the art. Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
That is cool.
So, and it's winter. You can register for this motion capture certificate program here at Henry Ford Community College. Four classes. There are classes that can coincide along with it. Really, really fun classes. The sci-fi horror film class.
I have that. Have you taken that class?
No, I haven't.
I have that in the winter, and everybody I've talked to about.
I don't like horror movies.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, okay, and I'm not a huge fan of science fiction.
Yeah, okay.
But regardless, I mean, everybody I talked to, they were like, oh, you know, it's the best class, you'll love it, it's awesome. So,
see, I really loved our film history and criticism class, so wow. I was kind of thinking about maybe taking another film class along the lines of that.
Well, if we had Mr. Hopkins again, I think you'd have taken that in a heartbeat.
If he was teaching horror and sci-fi?
Yeah.
And, yeah, definitely.
Great instructor.
Without a doubt, yeah.
I did find a phone number. Before we move on to...
Do you have the phone number for our jazz tickets?
The Autumn Jazz Concert, I do. As I said, the gentleman's name is Rick Goward, G-O-W-A-R-D, as in Dennis. And his number is 313-317-6566. 313-317-6566. As you said, these are tickets for the HFCC's Autumn Jazz Concert this Friday night, 8 p.m., Adrey Auditorium in the McKenzie Fine Arts Center. And tickets are $10 for adults, $7 for students and seniors. And the number I gave you, the 313-317-6566, is for advanced ticket reservations. And you may need them. You may need them. And it does say, though, if the recommended reservations are recommended, in the event there are tickets available, they will be available at the door.
Mm-hmm.
If the tickets remain. So we got that. We got that number for you. And we talked before the Ragbirds drummer boy about an interview we did earlier with Mr. Johnny May, who's a campus safety. Yes. And also teaches a class here.
CRJ-140.
Okay.
It's the Identity Theft Prevention class.
And we asked him a couple of questions about that as well as identity theft in general. And
real quick before we start this interview, this class hasn't been offered yet, correct? This is like his deal starting up this winter, right?
No, it has been. Yes. He's had this class before.
Okay.
He has.
All right.
And in fact, I believe it's available it was available in the fall.
Okay.
But this is the first time it's been offered here, and to his knowledge.
Yeah.
I should let him tell it.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right.
All right. Here's Johnny.
Well, we're here with Johnny May. He's a campus safety here at Henry Ford Community College, and he's done some interesting things, not only Lindsay, in regard to
campus safety.
Campus safety, but in addition to that, he has a class here.
CRJ-140, I understand it is?
Yes, Identity Theft Prevention and Awareness.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's a class that's built totally around identity theft. To my knowledge, it's the first class in the nation entirely dedicated to identity theft, and it's something that all students need to know about.
So this is something that's first in the nation, you said?
To the best of my knowledge, we're the only class that offers a class dedicated solely to identity theft.
Do you think that maybe there's more identity theft going on in the metropolitan area? Is that might be a reason why we have the first class, you think?
No, I was the first person to actually go out and pull all of these resources together and develop a course. I don't know that anyone else has been up to the challenge to take on something like this.
So you know what you're talking about when it comes to this, then.
I would hope so. I've written a couple of books, and I've been in this arena for quite some time, and it's just that's my passion.
Is this a full 12-week class?
16 weeks.
Oh, 16. Oh, okay. Wow. I was under the impression that it was only going to be a 12-week class.
No, and we cover everything from how identity thieves steal to the different types of identity theft to consumer protection laws. And what I tell my students is when you leave this class, you'll know more than the police know about identity theft.
Is there a text that's going to be used for this class?
Yes, it's the Identity Theft Handbook, written by, I think, Martin Beagleman.
All right.
Well, I had a real quick question. You said that some of the things that you cover include the things that would happen to us. And you're talking about people just like the two of us. Johnny's extremely important.
Yeah, he's very, he's all.
We need to put Christmas music on there, though, because that would be a really nice way to hit the break. No? Okay. Regardless, are there things that Lindsay and I, like, are we susceptible to something, to identity theft right now?
A common misconception is only the wealthy or creditworthy are targeted by identity thieves. However, anyone with a social security number is at risk. And a lot of people place emphasis on the internet, but I'm here to tell you that a lot of identity theft is due to low-tech methods. If you've watched the news, all these major security breaches, identity theft in the workplace, a lot of times they'll go through your mail or garbage. But a lot of identity theft is low-tech, and it's not those high-net-worth people who they're targeting now.
But what can somebody do with just my Social Security card, though, or just my Social Security number?
That is the key to it all. Once a person gains access to your Social Security number, they can do just about anything you can do. Apply for loans, obtain cell phones, utilities. It's unlimited.
I want to say something.
Uh-oh.
This is kind of a bad joke that I say. It's like my credit isn't really that great, so if somebody wants my identity, go ahead and have it. That's a pretty bad thing to say, isn't it? I mean, like,
you'd be shocked at the number of times I've heard that, and I've had the opportunity to work with a former identity thief, and he said if he were an identity thief today, those are the folks who he'd target just for the reason that they don't check their credit reports and they feel that their credit is so crummy that they wouldn't even apply for credit. So that makes it attractive to an identity thief, believe it or not.
Wow. I'm a target, Dennis.
I know.
I'm a target.
I know. We all are.
I don't check my credit report very often, and if I did, I don't know that I would recognize a lot of stuff that's on there.
Well, you know what? And obviously, you have a 16-week, not a 12, but a 16-week class, so we can't cover everything right now in this short period of time. But is there something that we can do immediately to protect ourselves a little bit better?
Well, it all starts with the shredder. I mean, this is your first line of defense. Makes a great Christmas present. They're relatively inexpensive these days. And you want to shred any documents that contain sensitive personal information. If you want an added blanket of security, I highly recommend a crosscut shredder, which gives you the confetti-type shred. Scrutinize your billing statements. You know, in today's fast-paced day and age, folks typically, you know, they charge and they don't look at the billing statement. So pay close attention to your billing statements. And it's wise, too, nowadays to order a copy of your credit report. Now, we see a lot of different commercials and websites alleging to be free, but the place where you order your actual credit report is annualcreditreport.com.
I'm going to write that down.
annualcreditreport.com.
So that freecreditreport.com is no good, huh?
No, it's a good commercial, though.
It's a great commercial.
Free is not really free. It's to get you to sign up for a credit monitoring service. And what I tell folks is if they ask you to produce a credit card or give a credit card number, you've gone to the wrong place.
Is it a myth that the more often you check your credit report, it's going to bring your credit score down? Like, doesn't that, like, affect your credit?
It does. Inquiries affect your credit.
It's only outside inquiries, not when you pull your own credit report.
So, me personally, I can look at it every day, and it's not going to
affect. That won't pull you down. It's when you have the outside entities, you know, other entities pull it. That's when it pulls down your credit report.
Well, that's, like, the main reason I don't know what's on my credit report, is because I'm afraid to look at it. Well, I didn't think I'm going to bring it down.
Lindsay, I didn't know what to get you for Christmas. I was going to get you a shredder or a new Social Security number, somebody else's, and I don't know what would be better.
Both. I'll take both.
So, Jenny, so when somebody takes your class, like you said, when they leave there, they'll know what makes them vulnerable, how to protect themselves better. But let's face it, everybody, they're always one step ahead, aren't they, the thieves? Don't they come up with innovative ways to do these things?
And that's why this is a rapidly evolving area, and I have to put so much work in to stand current, you know. The laws change, the scams change, and, you know, the beauty to this course is, you know, this is the gift that keeps on giving. You know, it's something that you can take and share with your, you know, mother, brother, father, sister, and the folks, the important folks in your life.
And I was very, very happy to find out we have that here. I am, in fact, taking this class in the spring, and I mean, obviously, I encourage other people to. Now your winter class is full.
We're easing towards full. I just looked at the numbers. I mean, we're almost there. But typically, we run this class every fall, winter, and spring. If spring is still wide open.
Okay. Well, we're going to give people information because this is our last. We have a show in the beginning of January, but this is our last one getting ready for the winter semester. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit more about those things on this, and we'll give information to people so they can find out more about your class. Johnny, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Merry Christmas. That was Johnny May, campus safety here. Awesome guy. Really, really a good guy.
Very friendly.
Very friendly. Interesting topic. He takes it very seriously, which I think is kind of cool. I mean, we should. We all should. And I don't mean to sound naive, but there's a lot of things in that area that I'm just like, I don't know. I don't need to know.
I think I'm extremely naive when it comes to that area.
We're vulnerable.
I'm actually, yeah, I would consider the class, which I have it in the back of my mind, but at the same time, I'm kind of scared to, like, learn things like that, you know?
No, I know.
It kind of freaks me out.
It's like going to the doctor. Well, what if there's something wrong?
Yeah. Well, and he had mentioned off the air, like, about, like, children getting their identities, identity theft, like, for kids. Like, I mean, could you imagine somebody takes your 10-year-old's identity and, like, totally screws up their credit before they're even able to have credit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it scares me.
And, you know, and for me, I think, and well, they should have safety measures in place. They should, no, we should take care of our own business.
Yeah,
really,
who's they? Right. We need to take care of ourselves.
Who are they? Anyway.
Yeah, so thanks, Johnny. That was very
informative.
Eye-opening. Yes. I'm scared out of my mind.
No, you'll be fine. Rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine. You have something else that's going on, something really important.
Well, there are a few things that's really important, so which one do I want to hit on first? That is the question.
Well,
I feel like finals are coming up. Do you want to talk about finals for a minute, or you just want to forget about it?
No, it's fine. Seriously, in the program that I'm in, yeah,
blow that I know, out. I fell right into it.
It's okay. You know, level check, we're fine. In the program that you and I are both in, mm-hmm. which obviously radio is part of that, encompasses a lot of different things, it's a little different. I bring this up for a reason, because I go to school with my wife and my son, and they're taking like hard classes.
They're like cramming and like dying studying and have major. I mean, not that our classes aren't hard. I have hard classes, and yeah. We have finals and we have projects. That's what we have.
That's exactly right.
Projects. We have a lot of creativity that we need to like really like think a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of thinking going on, a lot of creativity.
Yeah.
But other students and other programs, there's major finals going on next week. And people are, you know, do you have test anxiety?
I don't. I used to.
I think that's why I'm going into radio.
Really?
Yeah. Because I don't really, I have really bad test anxiety. I don't like taking tests.
Well, there's a remedy there, though, isn't there?
There is a remedy. There is a remedy here at Henry Ford Community College it's to help it's test-taking strategies is being offered Thursday, December 10th, just in time to get you all set and ready for finals week. It's presented by the Office of Student Outreach and Support from 2 to 3 p.m. on Thursday, December 10th in the Learning Resources Center. Room 121. The Learning Resources Center. That's right next door.
By the library.
Right next door, yeah, by the library. Right next door, yeah, from where we are. So one day only, Thursday, December 10th, test-taking strategies, just in time for finals, 2 to 3 p.m.
Obviously, it's students only.
Students.
But it will help everyone.
And it's presented by the Office of Student Outreach and Support. And if you're one of those students that feel like maybe you would like a little bit of support.
Right.
Want to be reached out to.
Well, that's cool because, I mean, obviously the timing is perfect. And I remember in the beginning of the semester, they did some certain things too. And I remember seeing things about test anxiety.
It was test anxiety. It was a whole seminar that they did type thing. And I had gone to one, not this semester, back when I was going to be a nursing student. I went to a couple of these because that nursing entrance exam, NET, freaked me out. So I went to one of those, and maybe it did help a little bit, but anxiety and tests are just, I just don't do tests.
Plus, you weren't in the right program. I mean, I'm not saying that's the
wrong. No, it was. Well, that's what happened. Right. I completely realized that, no, this is where I belong.
And I think that was kind of my point, is that I go to school with two other people in my family, and they have these really hard things because one of them plans on going on the nursing program, and the other one's computers. Mm-hmm. And you and I have, it's fun time. You know,
right.
What are you going to do today? Well, we might make a movie. We're going to, you know, record stuff. You know, it's and believe me, I mean, it's very, for what we want to do, it's very relevant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I know I'm doing the right thing because it's so much fun.
Well, and it's challenging to me. I mean, this is a challenge and I love it. And my creative juices start flowing and I'm like, wow, this is what my calling. It's what I want to do.
Right.
So.
Well, and that's how other people feel. So I'm sure they feel the same way about their schedules.
Yeah.
You know, as we do about ours. At the same time, their tests are harder. So I'm really glad that we have programs or classes or what have you like the strategies.
Very happy that we have the Office of Student Outreach and Support.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Test-taking strategies, Thursday, December 10th, 2 to 3 p.m., room 121 in the Learning Resource Center.
You know, we have also, there's no segue, just right into a ceramics club tile sale. Are you familiar with this?
I am.
Well, they obviously we knew that there was a ceramics club. The special tiles were designed for HFCC's 70th anniversary by Ceramics Club President John Antsak. John, I hope I pronounced that properly. It says, enjoy a beautiful commemorative piece of HFCC's history while supporting the college's talented ceramic artists. These 6-inch tiles are suitable to hang. They come in a variety of colors in both pentagon and hexagon shapes. You can receive a special $5 discount by showing a valid student ID. So these are $20 each, but with the valid student ID, it's $15. And the sale takes place one day only in the Student Center, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that is the 9th of December. So that'll be Wednesday.
Wednesday
the 9th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Student Center. Student Center, for people that may not know the layout of the campus, we are actually right now broadcasting from
the Student Center.
The studio is right in the Student Center on the campus of HFCC in Dearborn. And there's also our wonderful restaurant here.
5101.
5101, and you can see that. So you'll know as you're driving on Evergreen, if you look over, depending on which way you're going, you look toward HFCC's campus, you can see that building. It has the 5101 right on it. We're in that building. And that's where the sale takes place. And so many of the things that we do here are
right here in the Student Center.
Yeah, and I love it. We've had concerts here. We've had all kinds of stuff going on. But anyway, that's the Ceramic Club Tile Sale. And that one day only.
From 11 to 2. That's a big time slot, actually, to have it all set up here in the Student Center selling ceramic tiles.
Yeah.
And that's with plenty of time. I mean, if you're in school on Wednesday, you got to eat. Well, you got to stop in and go to the Skylight Cafe or the 5101 and have some. Oh, speaking of 5101, Dennis. Oh, gosh, this just.
It always totally comes back to food, doesn't it?
Well, it comes back to food, but it's. They're going to be closing for just a short amount of time.
No, for a really long amount of time.
Well,
if you ask me.
Well, we're not going to be here for like a month because it's Christmas holiday break.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're not opening back up. And from what I understand, February 3rd. Is that right?
February 3rd. February 3rd. February 2nd is like stuck in my head for some reason, but I know that's wrong.
Okay.
February 3rd.
February 3rd. And that's why it seemed like such a long time to me, because I'll be back in school for a couple of weeks in the winter term, and that's okay. That's all right.
They had a good semester, though. They went out with a bang with the holiday buffet. Everything went, you know.
Now, let's talk about that, because shortly after our last show, didn't you eat there?
Yeah, but we talked about that, too.
We did?
I think we did.
No, I thought that you actually went to eat after our show aired. You were going that Thursday with your class.
Yeah. No, I talked all about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It shows how much Dennis listens to me, huh?
And your name is?
Yeah, right.
You look familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, but it was really good. Well, tell me again.
It was good? Really good. I had the swordfish. Does that ring a bell? He doesn't remember. He's got nothing.
What was the date? Do you remember the date you went?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember the date. That would clear it all up. No, but I know that. You know what? You're right.
Did you talk about it on your other show?
No, you're right. You're right. I talked about going and everything, right. And I gave a shout out to my teacher, Mrs. Adams. Her class was BBA 133,
right?
Business Behavior and Communication. And I talked about going, and I talked about the fashion show with Chad Austin. You remember? Oh, look at him!
If you
could see him now. Right. Okay, Dennis is right.
Smug.
Dennis is right. Lindsay is wrong. I
get used to that,
didn't
folks.
Talk about the lunch that I ate at the wonderful restaurant we have here on campus, 5101. Yeah, for lunch, I had swordfish steak.
Okay.
With escargot and garlic sauce with angel hair pasta and like, yeah. And, you know, I'm a risky eater. Like, I try things.
What do you mean? You like, you eat while you're swimming?
Yeah. You're such
really...
he's just on it, isn't he?
Just make sure you keep challenging yourself.
Yeah. So
backstroke can't pizza.
When I say I'm a risky eater, meaning I will try things. I'll try things that I wouldn't, you know, that I don't always get to try. If it's there to try, I'm going to try it. And so the people in my class, my fellow students sitting with me at my table, they aren't so much risky eaters. When they found out I was going to be eating snails with my swordfish steak, they were kind of like, whoa. We think, Lindsay, really? You're going to eat that? And I was like, hey, this is gourmet food for lunch, and it's... I'm not paying for it.
And it's all right here.
It's all right here on campus.
Well, it's funny. It
was great. It was wonderful.
So most people played it safe, and they had what? Like, what were some of the other things that they ate?
Ravioli. It was Italian week. So a lot of the class opted for the veal. Right. There was a veal. There was a ravioli. Actually, I got duck ravioli. Came as a side along with my swordfish steak.
Really?
Yeah. It was really,
wow, you just
really
did
good.
This up.
Oh, I did it up. Well, because it's apparently the price of this luncheon is in my tuition. And yeah. I knew there was no limit to what I was going to... I mean, they have filet mignon. I just wasn't in a steaky kind. I went for the swordfish steak rather than the...
Yeah. I have to agree with you on that, too.
Yeah. I definitely got, you know, it was wonderful. It's cool. Really, really good.
I'm glad. So, see, yeah. Even when the restaurant is not open, we can figure out ways to work it in.
Right.
Everybody listening must think, well, those guys must just be huge. No, only one of us. Only one of us. And it's not, her name's not Lindsay.
Jeez. No, Dennis.
Anyway, I love to eat also. We have a really, I know we've just thrown a few songs in here. This isn't a Christmas show per se. It's a little bit early for that, but it is the season. So we've been playing some. We have a really fun song we're going to play next.
We're in the holiday spirit
today.
This
is something.
This is great.
We heard this song. It's a long story. It's irrelevant, really. The point is that we fell upon this and just really enjoy it. So I'm going to play that right now just as we're heading toward
the
stretch.
For your listening enjoyment.
Absolutely. We're heading to the stretch here. So I want you to hear this, and then we'll be back right after that.
You can call me Rudy. I don't mind. You can tell me from the others by the way my nose shines. It was a point of contention, an embarrassment. But how was I to know it would be heaven sent? See, I was chilling on my own at the top of the world at the North Pole joint with the fat boy Chris. I steps up to this fly rain girl. She says, hey, yo, homeboy, you better listen to this. Now, anyone can see you got an interest in me, and I can truly understand because I'm as deaf as can be. From my bad Bambi tail to my high hoof feet, I'm the sweetest little reindeer that you're ever going to meet. But you got a little nightlight on the end of your face. Every time you get excited, you illuminate the place. I can't be your girl. Ain't no way. And I don't hang with no boy who ain't pulling a sleigh. So beat feet, scram. You hear what I'm saying? Shiny little sucker, go away. I ain't playing. She was cold. I was down. I ain't lying to you. That Bambi shaking ring girl left me sad and blue. But I promised myself I'd have her for my own. Because it was Christmas Eve and I was all alone. Kris Kringle, that cat was in a jam, all right. He didn't have his ever-readies ready that night. He said, yo, homeboy with your incandescent snoot, gonna need your help to deliver this loot. I said, bad, for real. You gotta be jiving, gonna hook me to the front of the ride that you be driving. He said, yo, I'm serious as a heart attack. Got a lot of little goodies in my Santa Claus sack. But the fog's so thick, so dark, so black, can't see my way there, much less get back. Well, the next thing you know, I'm in front of the sleigh. I say, yo, this is dope. We be on our way. And the rest, as they say, is history. I got the Bambi shaking rain girl next to me. She says, oh, Rudy. And I say, yo, slide me some hoof.
That was the Rudolph Rap by, who was that?
It's Randall Williams.
Oh, of course. Randall.
Give me some hoof.
That's
good.
I'm sorry. I thought that was awesome. If anybody out there, anybody listening did not like that, I'm sorry. I am. I apologize. Not for playing it at all, but I'm sorry you don't like it. It was awesome.
Rudolph. Everybody likes Rudolph. Come on, Dennis.
I know.
All right.
We have a couple minutes left of our final show of the year.
The final show of the year.
I know. And it's not as ominous as it sounds because it's
only
a couple weeks till the end of the year. But it is. It's our final show of the year. We've talked about some things today. There was a couple things, though. I know we talked to Johnny about classes here. I think we promised a little more information. Some people want to take classes here.
Yeah. Registration. It's going on right now. Make sure you register. And Monday, January 11th. I hate to, for the students that are currently enrolled, remind you, classes are going to be starting again January 11th. But those of you that are not enrolled yet, there's time. Get enrolled.
Not a lot of time, though. Seriously, because, I mean, they are filling up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So get on the ball, but you have to come in here. Maybe you have to even get an appointment, but it's worth it.
And Henry Ford's tuition rates, not bad. If you live in Dearborn, you're paying $70 a credit hour. out of district, what, 130, I believe, a credit hour?
Right, right. Still very, very reasonable, very affordable.
Very reasonable.
Well, so you know what? And Lindsay, like, just doesn't matter my situation, but I know that the situation that my family, we found ourselves in, isn't that different than some of the other people that are in this area. Mm-hmm. And we ended up back in school because of that situation. It was the greatest decision we made. And coming here,
and Henry
was
Ford
the
Community
decision.
College is a great school, Dennis. I've been going here for quite some time, and I have not came across a bad teacher yet. I've had just amazing professors. I've had just
really?
The best teachers. Yeah.
Change after finals? Do you think? Do you think you'll have a different? No.
Funny. No, I'm gonna let them. I'm doing great.
There's no question. You're doing wonderfully.
All right. That's funny. You're good.
Okay. Well, can we give them website information?
We sure can. www.hfcc.edu. And that's going to be where you can click on registration, future students.
Okay. And again, I've done this a little bit, so... I do everything online now, which is the beauty of it. After this,
but if you don't do anything online and you want to make a phone call, there's toll free 1-800-585-HFCC.
Okay,
pretty easy. But that's for the Welcome Center.
What I'm saying though is, after your initial registration, the rest is a cakewalk because you can go online. This is what I do now. Mm-hmm. I'll go online in the comfort of my own home, pick my classes. I get first shot at it too, because generally online is a little bit earlier than the in-person registration.
Yep.
That process. So once you get that out of the way and register, after that, it couldn't be easier.
Exactly. There's no excuse not to.
Well, there's absolutely no excuse.
No.
Then plus, one of the things, I'm going to move real quick.
He's pointing at me to grab things. He's like, I want that. What is it? Okay. If you would, I could tell you what you're looking for.
I'm not even sure.
I took his pile of papers and I completely rearranged all of them.
I just wanted to finish with the fact that there is still time. The college does things for not only the community, but a lot of charitable. They have a lot of charitable functions.
An amazing amount of charitable functions going on here.
We have until Thursday the 10th, a clothing drive to benefit Covenant House of Michigan. That's here. Until Friday, we do have the 16th annual Elshman
Library
Mitten Tree.
Have you seen it?
I have not, but I understand it's...
It's so cute. I went into the library, and it was there, and I thought it was like... take a mitten, have a hat type thing. So I was like about to grab one and I realized it was for donations because I was like, oh, how nice. You can, like, your hands are cold, have some mittens. No.
It doesn't work
Don't
that
take
way.
Any mittens or hats off the tree.
No, you put it
it's for
on
donations.
The tree. All right. Yes. And then they take that. And apparently it's set up almost like they hang on there and it's set up in the beautiful, in the shape of a tree.
It's really nice.
The second annual, up until Friday, the 11th, the second annual holiday pajama drive. Sponsored by the Liberal Arts Building staff. We also have until Friday the 13th annual Toys for Tots campaign.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things that are taking place
on campus.
Well, everywhere, but we're actively taking part in it, is what I'm trying to say. So,
'tis the season, Dennis.
Please, and people call. Please call. You give that 800 number again. That may be able to give the information there.
For the Welcome Center, 1-800-585-HFCC. If you're in the area, you want to help any of these organizations, any of these charitable donations going on here at the school, come on by. Drop off some goods.
That's all the time we have today, Lindsay. I had a great time again.
This was fun.
This was a lot of fun.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Happy holidays, everyone. Please, we'll be on again January. I don't know. January something. It'll be the second Tuesday in January. We may not even be back in school yet. Mm-hmm. But we'll definitely be on
but
the
we'll
air.
We'll be here.
We'll definitely be here. Lindsay, have a great holiday, and I will see you soon.
All right. I want to thank Lynn for coming in with her recipe, and I'd love to thank Johnny May, for safety at the campus, taking care of us and teaching us about helping our identity theft prevention specialist here at the campus.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks, Dennis.
And everybody for listening, and we will talk to you in a month. Bye now.
That was Campus Connection. This is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mountain Stage, and that'll be followed by an extended version of Mike Holloway's Go With The Flow Blues Show.
Brett Dennen and Sister Hazel join us on the Mountain Stage this week, along with Madison Violet, Vagabond Opera, and Eric Bibb.
Hi, this is Eric Bibb. Join me this week in live performance on Mountain Stage.
From NPR, National Public Radio.
This is Mr. Wayne, host of the Next Level Radio Show. I want to take this time out to wish you and every family the merriest of Christmas and a happy new year.
Happy holidays. Been wishing you a season of peace and happiness from Global Village Party. This is Margaret. Have a great year.